For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Protesters chatted and threw rocks at Chicago police Saturday night after an officer shot and killed a man in the city's south side. At least four people were arrested. Several officers were injured. The officer opened fire when he thought the man was reaching for a weapon. This woman was at the scene.
First, I thought it was firecrackers. And when I looked, the man was laying down on the ground. Because I seen him when he was crossing the street. And then the shots rung out. I didn't know who they were shooting at, so I just ran for cover because I don't know who was shooting.
Neighbors say the man was a local barber who had a concealed carry permit. Four people were rescued. Two are still missing after a recreational boat and an oyster barge being pushed by a tugboat collided near the James River Bridge in Virginia.
It's really important that people pay attention to boating safety. So wearing life jackets, being aware of your surroundings, not drinking while you're boating. It's always good to be aware of your surroundings and what's happening.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Crews battling a wildfire in California's Sierra Nevada National Forest are mourning a fellow firefighter killed while fighting the Ferguson fire. Cal Fire officials say Braden Varney was building a firebreak when the bulldozer he was operating rolled over. Cal Fire spokeswoman Ann Grandy says Varney's death comes as crews are fighting the fire in especially difficult terrain.
That puts a heaviness and an awareness of just how fragile everything is.
The fire has burned more than 1,000 acres since it started Friday. The Pride Parade drew hundreds of thousands of people to San Diego yesterday from across the nation. San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner says it celebrates diversity.
It's all about rights. It's all about coming together as a community and that fabric that binds us together.
The Pride World Forum continues today with speakers from a dozen countries discussing topics related to the international LGBT community. And nearly three dozen airline passengers were hospitalized after their flight from Ireland to Croatia took a sudden plunge of 28,000 feet in less than 10 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
The second annual Pokemon Go Festival got underway yesterday in Chicago's Lincoln Park. This woman traveled from Toronto to join the hunt involving some 20,000 gamers.
Well, it was so stressful trying to get tickets through the lottery system, and it's been fantastic so far.
Last year, the app crashed, resulting in a class action lawsuit and refunds. This year, organizers added Wi-Fi towers and spread the game out to help prevent tech issues. A jaguar escaped from its enclosure at the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans yesterday, killing six other animals before it was secured. The zoo's Kyle Burks.
He's a young male jaguar. He was doing what jaguars do. I mean, certainly his behavior wasn't out of the ordinary for that kind of an animal.
The jaguar named Valero killed four alpacas, an emu, and a fox. A group of veterinarians sedated the jaguar and returned it to its area. An Oregon woman who disappeared a week ago was found alive at the bottom of an oceanside cliff in Big Sur, California, Friday, where she survived in the wreckage of her SUV by using a radiator hose to siphon water from a nearby creek. She was pulled up the cliff by ropes and taken to a hospital. A Waterford, California gas station clerk is being hailed as a hero after she sprung into action to help a woman pleading for help to hide her from kidnappers. KCRA reports the woman had convinced her captors to stop at a convenience store to let her use the bathroom. Once inside, she explained her situation to Savannah Pritchett, who handed her a cell phone and locked her in the ladies' room to call for help. Minutes later, officers stormed in with guns drawn to arrest four suspects. For USA